students from Rayburn Middle School was involved in the pedestrian auto accident. And don't have a lot of details, but I do know that he's going to be fine. I have that much information that I just got a few minutes ago.
Everybody taking a big sigh of relief.
Yes, absolutely. That's always a fear when you have a school that's located on such a major area. And, we always encourage students, if they're walking, to use the appropriate pathways and walkways. And this is just a good reminder of how that needs to take place.
And so what happens in that kind of situation from a school district standpoint, since it was after school when all this happened?
Well, when we got notification of it, I'm not sure who actually notified us. We immediately began to try to contact the parents and head to the scene. And typically, just like today, we had some assistant principals who were immediately going to the scene. I went to the hospital. Typically, a district-level administrator will be on scene. And when I left the hospital, all of the principal and the assistant principals were all there at St. Joseph. So just providing support for the parents and anything they need, and, of course, hoping to find out good news, and we did. So we're pleased with that.